I'm sitting with Ron Roberts, who is a contractor's business coach, and you can find him at filthyrichcontractor.com. Now, you have to say you like his website address already. I just know you do. Ron, tell me about the concept of having a business coaching for something like a sweeping contractor or pavement maintenance contractor. What's the advantage? I know, and give us a little bit about your background that enables you to know more than they do.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to visit with your audience, Ranger. First, let's talk about, answer the question of why someone might want a business coach. I've been dealing with subcontractors for 24 years in many capacities, and most of them started off, which may or may not be the case for the sweepers, but most of them started off as craftsmen or technicians in the field. Often didn't get the big college education. They were doers. They wanted to get out and make money and do things. And they got a chance to go out and they pavement maintenance class because they might have started paving or seal coating. Sweepers might have actually been involved in the sweeper company or their father had one. And they never really were given business skills. They just started following in the path, the school of hard knocks, difficult school to graduate from as a businessman.
And certainly as expensive as any university.
Probably more so, but on the other hand, they're not getting lectured to.
There you go.
So it works for them. But eventually, if they've been able to, I like to call it like the first potentially fatal bullet, if they're usually ones that decide they might need some help, it's almost like a paid mentor that might, as a business coach, they might need some help. I've often survived the first almost put them out of business bullet.
Okay.
Realize that there's risk out there they may not have been tuned into.
Mm-hmm.
So they may go searching for some help. Their peers aren't going to help them, certainly.
Sure.
So they're going to follow the same patterns as a lot of them, but a business coach can come in almost like a personal trainer. It's meant to be frequent conversations, short conversations, to help them basically accomplish three things. Avoid fatal bad decisions, either financial or with personnel or equipment purchases, or use of their time, making sure they spend the time on the right things, like selling and marketing, and not overly obsessed on the operations side. The second advantage is it helps them stay accountable to the goals that they personally set. Most of us struggle with our weight as we get a little older. We want a diet. We get right up, but when push comes to shove and that food's in front of us, we don't have the tenacity to stay with the diet. The business coach on the business side can do the same thing and help remind the client every week or 2 weeks or maybe once a month that here's what you wanted to get done in this time period, and did you get it done?
Mm-hmm.
The third thing, which ties into that, is motivation, to help keep their optimism high that this is a winnable game and they can make a very good living. It's mm-hmm. not just, the first goal is financial security, stable business, but obviously the long-term goal is to provide a comfortable lifestyle so they can afford to choose the type of lifestyle they want as they get further up in their years.
I saw a seminar yesterday by George Headley, and the way he ended his seminar got a great round of smiles and some applause around the room. He said he wants to end his business, and his PowerPoint put down a sign that said, business closed, we made enough money. And I think that has to be everyone's goal. What are some ideas of things that you've discovered about sweeping contractors that they don't do?
The number one mistake most make is that they don't focus on selling and marketing their business. Which tied to that is they don't focus on really uncovering client needs to the point where they can identify a pain, something a client is so discomfortable about that they're willing to pay extra money for. A lot of people focus on, a lot of consultants in even business focus on competitive advantage. How can I separate myself from my competition? You know what? That's fine, and I've been there before, but the reality is that's only worth something to you if your client's willing to pay for it. So instead of worrying about your competition, as you're sitting with any client, learning to go to the client, and learning how to identify pain and what I like to say dollarize pain. Put that pain, in their words, through questioning, into financial numbers so that when you pitch your price, it seems like a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I see most sweepers and their peers really don't understand. They don't understand the sales process. They don't understand how imperative selling is to their business's success.
Mm-hmm. And that can be techniques, it can be materials, the method of how they sell, who they sell to, all of those kinds of pieces of the puzzle that you can come in and take a look, an overview, objective look, and then subjectively, using your experience, be able to offer different kinds of advice that can bring them up to another level.
Oh, sure. Appropriate. You know, whether it's me or anybody else, or where they self-learn it, the goal of is they got to line up their marketing plan to their core clientele that they are capable of serving well, and there are enough of them out there that can make money. Now, sweepers are a little unique in the industry because route efficiency is very important. So it's not always just calling on. If they can pick up the end client, the big client they want to set the route up at, then they've actually kind of may have to modify their selling style and their marketing technique because they really now need to go fill in that route.
You bet.
And they will not be the same type of clients with the same type of needs. So they'll have to get a little bit more flexible. So on the selling and marketing side, they all need help, but everything has to be dialed in for their market, their strengths, what they have a passion for.
Mm-hmm. And one of the advantages is that you have the experience to have seen what works for other contractors in other areas or in similar areas.